Welcome to 7-Minute Prayers, a production of ManInThePew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This is day 36 of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, a journey toward greater gratefulness in our lives. Get all the details at ManInThePew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude90. Today, we're discussing four ways to be more grateful for where you live. Do you love your city? Or do you merely tolerate it, or perhaps you even despise it? How about the neighborhood you live in, or your house? Jeremiah wrote to the people of Judah as they went into exile for 70 years, and he encouraged them, instead of pining for home, to work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. In chapter 29, verse 7, he says, "Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare." He acknowledges they may feel like foreigners and not belong, but they can decide whether they make this their home and work for its prosperity or not. It's emotionally and psychologically impossible to work for peace and to remain resentful. Gratitude can replace hatred and discontent through a series of conscious choices. Now, I want to make a quick disclaimer. I am not working for a tourism authority, and I'm not asking you to create a glowing report of your city. Instead, I want us to find ways to be more thankful for where we live, with the good and the bad. So here are four ways to become more grateful for your city. Harvey Kahn finds that Christians respond to the cities where they live in one of four ways. There's either Christ against the city, Christ of the city, Christ above the city, or Christ transforming the city. If you want to be more grateful for your city, I encourage you to learn to see your city the way Jesus sees it, and to be for your city while not being against it, or above it, or absorbed by it. So number one, pray for your city. To gain God's heart for your city, start on your knees. God sees the bright and the dark spots. If we view our city through the lens of the news, we might become overwhelmed by the negative reports. If we only look at the tourism reports, we might see an overly optimistic view. You may want to read sources like The Good, Good, Good Company, where you can get positive stories every single day. When I went to Calcutta, India, with a team of 10 believers, we spent intentional time walking the neighborhoods trying to gain a glimpse of God's heart. While the city overwhelmed our senses and it was hard to feel hopeful at times, the truth of God's heart slowly emerged and won us over. You remember how God spoke about Nineveh to Jonah? He said, "And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left?" You see, Jonah feared Nineveh because they were his arch enemies. But God confronted Jonah's fears and reminds him that God shows mercy to people and to cities. I encourage you to see if your church is involved with any kind of citywide prayer initiatives. My city of Wichita organized a 24/7 prayer chain, and over 30 different churches are taking one day every month, 24/7, to pray for our city. I often will spend an hour every month praying for my city, and it has transformed the way that I think about and believe in the potential of our city. Number two, get to know your city's story. You don't have to be a history buff to gain a sense of the people, the events, and the forces that created your city. I encourage you, find a short history and spend time thanking God for the people who formed your city, who moved it forward, and continue to lead it. Number three, love your neighbors. So I've lived in some large cities like Calcutta, Chicago, San Diego, Orlando, and Denver. And the way I remember those cities is by the people I met and some of the experiences I had. I believe the best way to become more thankful for your city is to love your neighbors. Prayerfully walk around your neighborhood. Get to know your neighbors' names and their stories and look for ways to bless them. Maybe you should organize some gatherings. And if you want to get to know your neighbors quickly, I've got a tip for you. Get a dog. If you have a baby, babies are great too, but dogs are magnets for people and it makes it easy to meet them. So Jesus told us to love our neighbors as ourselves. At Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City, they have thought carefully about how to do that in the context of the city. And they've written a series of articles called The Power of Proximity. I've included the link in the show notes. And these articles provide inspiration and models for how we can love our neighbors, even in the midst of megacities. Number four, invest in your city's future. Thinking about Jeremiah's charge to work for the peace and prosperity of the city means they had to make investments. They had to buy houses, build businesses, start schools. For us, we can become part of our neighborhood associations or join the Rotary or become part of the political process. Believe that you're here for a while. Maybe you want to root for the local sports teams. But you see, visitors, they don't invest in a city. They just consume the products and services. But residents, they work toward the future, even making plans that will outlast themselves. So here's an idea for you. Why don't you plant a tree in your yard that you know is going to benefit future residents more than it benefits you? So in conclusion, cities comprise complex systems of people and organizations, neighborhoods and industries. Your experience will inevitably include positive and negative encounters. But all of these provide reminders of God's grace and our need to show our neighbors and city the same love that we've experienced. The band Blue Tree, an Irish worship band was born out of the troubles in Northern Ireland, and they were called to minister in Pattaya, Thailand, the world's capital of sex trade. And while they were ministering in the middle of a brothel, the band members were overcome with an understanding that God is the God of even this city. They wrote a song proclaiming those lyrics, and I believe you can sing these for your city. Here's how the chorus goes. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the light of this nation. You are. You're the light of this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. I've included a link to the song in the show notes, or you can go look it up, God of This City by Blue Tree. So here's a challenge. Spend 3 minutes writing down things you're thankful for about your city. Perhaps to prompt yourself, make three different lists, a list of people, places, and memories. And then spend a couple minutes thanking God for each one of these things. Let's pray. Lord, I'm grateful to you for placing me in the city, neighborhood, and house where I live. Help me to see a glimpse of your heart for the city and to work toward its peace and prosperity. Show me how to love my neighbors. Use me to bless this city and to bring the gospel with power. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.